I am going back to Oklahoma City for a few days and see the family and hang out there and do some of that. So just a couple of days and then heading back here.
What's it do for you?
Kind of nice to get five actual real days.
It is. It's kind of unheard of around here. So it's really kind of nice to get away and kind of relax a little bit. And kind of refresh for the second part of the season.
Does it come at a good time for you?
Is football completely out of your mind during that time, or do you still kind of find a way to pick up a ball or scout a little?
I think you kind of put it out of the mind for a few days. I mean, it's just so much every single day of football, and so it's kind of nice to get a few days to just kind of relax and spend time with family and friends and just kind of get away from it for a few days.
Does it come at a good time for you physically?
I think the answer to that, no matter where you are in the season, would be yes. Not only from physical standpoint, but mental standpoint a lot of times. And it's kind of nice to get a little few days to kind of relax and get away.
How tough is it to walk that line when you're awake to kind of get that downtime and to kind of separate yourself from the game a little bit, but at the same time keep that in the back of your mind? I got to stay on point. We're in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I think it's not like spring break like we were in college or anything like that. It's more of a everybody understanding you still got to go work out and still do some of those things, but not out there running routes and doing all those things that you do on a daily basis, but making sure you're still getting a lot of rest and a lot of sleep and not staying out late and doing some of those things and really kind of take advantage of the time.
Hey, Wes, I understand you guys aren't satisfied with how you played, but is it satisfying to be 5-1 right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be in the position we're in, and there's still a long ways to go, so by no means have we, won the division or even close to it or anything like that. So we're still a long ways off of where we need to be, and we'll take these few days to relax and then really get back to work and make a run the second half of the season.
Do you usually watch games when you're not, like, I don't know, when you have a Monday night game, for instance, you watch a Sunday game, so you have an off week to watch them?
I do. I'll watch them and kind of just relax and kind of watch the games and things like that, but if I have something I have to do, it's not like I'm TiVoing it or anything like that. If it's on, then I'll watch it. If not, then I don't.
Not sure if you've seen, but your coach and quarterback tied Shula and Marino for most wins by a coach and quarterback. After being around those guys for a while, some of the things that you can pick out that have allowed them to be that successful as a duo?
Obviously just the commitment that both of them have. Coach Belichick, I don't think there's been one time when I've parked my car here and his car hadn't been in a spot. So, he's constantly here, trying to help us and make us better. And then Tom, he's Tom and always trying to find a way to do something better as far as, eating, more flaxseed or, whatever it is. He's always trying to find a way to improve out there on the field.
Hey Wes, what was yesterday's scrimmage like? You usually don't see mid-season random practice scrimmage. What was it like?
It was definitely a little different, but it was good. It was nice to see, even those walkthrough pace and everything like that, it was good to get in some different situations where, some of those plays and key plays towards the end and how you handle those situations really determine the outcome of the game, and in the NFL there's always going to be close games and you got to be ready for whatever situations come up.
So it wasn't like full intensity season in-game scrimmage type deal, it was more like a mental kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a little more mental. I mean, we just played a game on Sunday, so come back 2 days, it'd be asking a lot to guys, have any sort of burst out there or anything, but I'm sure we'll have to get after a little bit today.
Kevin returned off the court list yesterday. What's it like to have a fellow veteran, have a similar injury, get back out there, at this point in the season?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's just been such a great player here for such a long time and not only great in the locker room, but out there on the field, and he's been so clutch throughout his career and adding him back and his knowledge of the game and how good he is so big for us. And so it's always great to have Kevin out there on the field and have that trust. And I know Tom has and everybody else who's been around, Kevin for for you know, the past year or so, and know what kind of player he is and how he can help us.
Wes, what do you like about the offense so far in general, and what do you would like to see you guys do better after get back to the bye?
You know, I think we're doing all right as far as scoring points and doing some of those things. Obviously, this last game wasn't our greatest performance, but I think we got to get better on, you know, turnovers and scoring in the red area. And I think those are two areas that we can definitely improve on and do a better job and understand the situations and do better them and come away with points and at the same time, yeah, keep the ball in our possession and then once we get down there, score.
Is there ever a time when you're down by, let's say, 6 points or less, you get the ball with 2 minutes left, that you ever doubt that you'll come back and score and go ahead, just like you did last week?
Well, I think if you ever sit there and doubt it, it's probably not going to happen. So you always try and go out there with a positive attitude that, you know, you got to make some plays and make things happen and make sure we score here at the end of the drive and try and win the game.